I want to talk about the Indian of Shatnas. The reason I want to talk about Shatnas because is an Indian that a lot of it, even Bnei Torah are not Zahir in it. Not that they are not Zahir because they don't care, they are not Zahir because a lot of them don't know the Alakhud of Shatnas. First of all, we have to understand what is, I was going to get a little introduction regarding Shatnas. The Ramban says the name of Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim. So what's the problem with Shatnas? So Rambam says the problem was that at the time of when the Sarim, the Goyim, they wanted to go to Avodah Zarah, they used to wear Bigdash Atlas. Therefore, Rambam says the reason is Asur today is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to separate us totally from Avodah Zarah. Even though today there is no Avodah Zarah, we don't have Bigdash, we don't wear Bigdash Atlas. And also Chinuch said the same reason. This Midrash Tanhuma gives a very interesting reason. Midrash Tanhuma says, what's the reason for Shatnas? Has to do with Cain and Abel. Right? It says, because Hashem didn't want to mitarev, didn't want to mix two things together, didn't want to mix the menacha, the gift of Cain and Abel together, therefore, the Asur Shatnas or Dorei Dorot. That's the reason for Shatnas. The Tzlach, the Noda Biuda says that the Gemara Masachet Pesachim, the Gemara tells us that there is nothing, even in Barzel Mafsik Ben Israel Avinu Shevashamayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not separate. There is nothing between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu except Shatnas. The Tzlach says that the person that is not Zahir in Shatnas, that even a chut shel shatnez moneya tefila for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even one chut. The Tzlach goes on and says, if a person davens and there was a shatnez there for 40 days, is tefila zma mishmat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So normally, the Biuda does not talk about this type of inyanim. But the Gabbe shatnez is very, very strong. Strong Lashonot used to tell us that a person that is not Zahir, the Mitzvah of Shatnez, what could happen to them? The Aruch HaShulchan brings from the Yerushalmi. It says there is a Yerushalmi, the interesting Yerushalmi. It says Shmuel, when he told his Bnei Bais, told the people in the house, don't bring chute pishtan, a chute semer. Don't even put it together. Don't even put it in the same table. Don't get it even close to each other. It was so makpid. And people in the household, that they have nothing is close to each other. That Aruch HaShulchan says, you see from this Yerushalmi, that how the Gedolim, how the Tanaim and Amoraim were makpid and Isur of Shatnas. Now, the Chochmat Adam has a very interesting halacha. Chochmat Adam says, Ra'ui lekol yere shamayim. Anybody say yere shamayim, it says, should ever wear bigdei semer. Should never wear bigdei semer. Should not ever wear wool clothing. That's what Chochmat Adam says. By the way, the Gaon, if you know the Gaon as a minhag, that the Gaon never wore the talit katan made of tzemer. He always wore talit katan made of pishtan. You know why? What's the reason? Now Chaim Kanievsky says the reason was because it was makpid on the salacha. Because when you wear beged tzemer, you have a shirt that is made of pishtan, it could be in the nafshatnas. That's the reason the Gaon did not ever wear big day, the talit katan made of tzemer. What? I didn't check his talit. I just know that the talit katan he never wore. That everybody says all the Yerushalayim, the people know the minhag ha'olam is everybody wears talit katan made of eged tzemer. Now the Chatam Sofer Somebody asked him a very interesting Shaila. Khatam Sofer was asked, he said there was a Kehila. They wrote to Khatam Sofer, said, they have a Shaila. What's the Shaila? Shaila was, he said, the Chassidish Minyan, the minhag is the Chassidish Minyan is that they say, Le'ela, Mikor, Ve'yasav, Ukanev, Yikare, Meshikhe. And he said, Khatam Sofer, that we have a minhag, anybody that has begged Semeran, cannot say, Ve'yasav, Ukanev, Yikare, Meshikhe. We don't want any Shaliach Tzibur that has a begged Semer to be a Shaliach Tzibur for us. The Chatam Sofer wrote them back, so I don't know where you got this from. There's not such a minhag does not exist. I don't know where you made it up. The Indian of not going a beggar tzemer is not true, and anybody could get up and do it. But said anybody doesn't want to do it, tavala baracha. But to pasula b'shaliach tzibur and say it cannot be a shaliach tzibur because he has a beggar tzemer, lo ayav lo nivra, never was like that. There's no custom like that. There's no minhag. That the Chassidish minhag is that if somebody has a beggar tzemer, it cannot be shaliach tzibur. It's very strong. The Shon is used against them. And he said, you guys made up stories, made up things. That's not true. Now, the Minchat Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, has an interesting shayla. He says, the reason that people did not wear beggar tzemer is not because you might have a share that made of this time. That's not the reason. So the reason they didn't wear it, because they didn't want to wear the beggar tzemer and pishtan, they should not be tough of each other. It's not the inya that, and there was the Chokhmat Adam says the reason you should not wear beggar tzemer is because tzemer cannot be 100%. It could be one chut in beggar tzemer that is a pishtan. The Minchat Yitzchak says the reason is not that. The reason is because it is almost impossible not to have a beggar. Everybody has shirts. Shirts normally are cotton. When you have a suit jacket and you have a beggar pishtan, that's the tzemer and pishtan. That's why the minhag became that a lot of gedolim never wore beggar tzemer. That's the reason. That's where the minhag comes from. Linen and wool, right. That you have 100% linen, I mean, yeah. Let's understand the Indian of beget the shatnez. One is considered shatnez. Shatnez, the Mishnah in Kilayim, the Mishnah says there are three different melachot has to be done to a beged in order to become shatnas. So the Mishnah says, "En isur mishum kilaim elaim yesh shalosha melachot shua tova venus." That's what the Mishnah says. What is all these things? Shua is that you take a piece of clothing and comb it, right? Smooth it and comb it. Tovi means spun it into threads, and nus is twisted it and make it a clothing. These are the three avodot, three melachot, has to be done, the piece of cloth, in order to become shatnas. Now, there's three-way machloket rishonim here. That one is considered, a piece of beged, considered sum d'oraita. You have machloket Rashi, Rabbeinutam, and Rambam. Rashi says, in order to become a sum d'oraita, you have to have all three melachot has to be done, with beged and the semer and pishtim together. If you don't have it together, no, don't take semer or pishtim together, and do all three of them at the same time with two of them together. In other words, you want to comb it, you have to take semer and pishtim, comb it together. You want to spun it and make it to thread, you have to make semer and pishtim together, make it to a thread. That's the only way it becomes the sur midoraita. If you don't do that according to Rashi, it's not the sur midoraita. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you don't need to do that. You need all three melachot in order to be sur midoraita. That you could do each one separate, then in the end you mechaber it together. Then it becomes the sur midoraita. According to Rambam, you don't even need three melachot. Right? According to Rambam, in any form or shape, even if one of these one of the Semer, all Pishtim, they come together and Mechaber it together, that becomes Isur B'Doraita. Shulchan Aruch fastens like Rambam, and he says, no matter how the two begadim got together, in any form or shape, they become Isur M'Doraita, and if somebody wore them like that, that's, you are over in Isur M'Doraita. Yeah. Even temporary. Any type of a chibur. What do you mean, the wearing a temporary?
No. I mean, the chibur of
the... You have a piece of pishtan and semer together.
It's not
No, it's a silicon. Shulchan Aruch says like this. Shulchan Aruch says that... if you are mutal ilbosh chaluk shel semer al gebe chaluk shel pishtan ul kasheram yachad, you are allowed to have a piece of, you have a jacket, you have a shirt, 100% linen, and you have a jacket 100% wool, could put it on top of each other and tie it. Let's say you get the belt and tie it together, all close it up like that, and it's allowed. Shulchan Aruch holds this mutal. Rama says no. Rama says you cannot wear it together. Why not? Rama says, if you cannot take the shirt out before taking the jacket out, that's considered a chibur and considered a sur to do that. Is everybody said all clothing are like that? According to Rama, you got a big problem. You know what the problem with Rama comes about? Kittur. You wear kittur on Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah, right? And then when you put your kittur, normally it's 100% linen. Then you have your talit on top of that. Right? How do you do that? The kittur is normally 100% linen, and the talit, the talit gadol is derech klal atzema.
And according the kittur also they have taken the talit.
No, the inner one, the bottom one, you have to take it out. You have to be able to take off your shirt without taking out your jacket. That's right. The suits, but the shirts are not linen.
No, I'm saying kittur on top of the suit.
So that's right. Would be the same thing. That's right. But now let's understand what's going on here. Pitchei Teshuva brings on the Shelah Kadosh that says that what Rama says is 100% valid, and according to Rama would be a big problem. According to Mechaber would not be a problem. According to Rama would be a problem. Now that's therefore the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says there that that's why Gra the Gaon didn't ever wore the talit katan made of semer because of this problem of putting it together. By the way, Chazonish also did not wear shoes that the shoes had chutin shel pishtan around it. A lot of shoes, a lot of times you have threads, you have that around the shoe, they used pieces of thread to attach it together. And the shoes could be linen, and the chutin are linen, the shoe itself is semer. The Chazonish, a lot of times they were also because they had the chutin, and they had the socks made of the semer. That also was a problem. According to Chazonish, never wore shoes that had, if he had garbine, he had socks made of semer, he did not wear a shoe that the shoe had threads made of pishtan around it, because of the same problem. Wait. Now, therefore, according to this, because Chazonish and the Gaon, they both were machmir because of the Rema. But according to Shulchan Aruch, there would not be a problem to wear any of these things. So I wanted this till now was introduction. I want to talk about the real halachic issues. This is introduction. But there's one more thing I need to say before we get into the real halachic issues that could come out of these things. The Torah tells that there are two pesukim in the Torah. The Torah says, "Lo tilbash sha'atnez semer upishtim yachdav," and the another pasuk says, "Lo ta'ale alav." And there was a two isurim in gabe sha'atnez. Cannot wear sha'atnez, and you cannot have sha'atnez coming on you. Understand? There's two different isurim here. And it was, I can't have a malbush, cannot have a levush, cannot have a suit, cannot have shirt, pants, anything that made of sharpness. Also, if I have a sharpness that is coming on me, that I cannot have a sharpness also, even without the anah. What would be the example of of Lavush. Lavush is simple. What would be the problem of A'la? The A'la, let's say I have umbrella. If you have an umbrella made of sharpness, standing on top of me, it's not a problem. Even though that is coming on me, but it's not touching my body, it's not a problem. Or you have vilon. You have curtains. Curtains made of sharpness. And we close the curtains, sun and wind does not come in. It's not a problem. Even though I'm getting enough from it, as long as that does not touch my body, it's not a problem, and I could use them.
But,
huh? Blanket would be a shelter, that's right. Blanket
and linen,
if you have a blanket made of sharpness itself, is a problem.
Linen sheets also, blanket.
If it's attached, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's not a problem. According to Shulchan Aruch, it has to be a kesher, some kind of a kesher, any type of a kesher. But if it's no kesher, it's a problem. Doesn't matter. There's no difference. There's no difference. As long as if you have blanket putting on top of you and the baguette is sharpness and the blanket is sharpness, would be a big problem according to this. Huh? Now, sitting on it, that's not a problem. That's why if you have carpet, you have rugs, you could walk on them, you could sit on them, it's not a problem bichlal, because there is no ma'ala, there's not a levush. Tie would be a problem of sharpness. Because tie is considered malbush. That's the levush. Right? Or if you have, let's say, what else would be a sharpness? There's a lot of things that the person could have. We're going to get to that. Now, let's talk about the real shayla that this happens to a lot of us. If you want to buy a new suit, like go to Sam's, there are suits there, and you want to try them. You don't know if the suit is sharpness or is not sharpness, right? But there are three different categories of suits are sold. There's one suit, 100% sharpness. You want to buy them, you want to take the sharpness out, and you want to wear it. But you want to know if it's going to fit you, right? That's one type. The second type of suit is, the derech klal rov of them are sharpness. This one might not be sharpness. The third type is that the derakal is not rov of them are not sharpness, right? This one might be sharpness. Are you allowed to try it on, make sure it's okay, or you cannot do that the shumpani gofa? That's the shayla. This shayla is just so many people talk about it, and so much, so big machloket about this shayla, which is unbelievable. So in order to understand the yesod of this shayla, we have to understand what's the problem here. Where is the problem? There are two things in wearing the suit. There's a problem of ana'a, there's a problem of levush. In order for a person to be over on the isur of sharpness, you have to have an inyan of levush clothing. Also, you have to get the ana'a from the clothing. Right? If I have it, levush, I don't have it, ana'a, it's not a problem. You have ana'a, or either one. Either I have a levush, or I have ana'a. Either one. If I get, the problem applies, and the issue of sharpness applies to this. Now, let's see. If I go to Sam's, I put a suit on, what happens there? I get a suit, I want to see if it fits me. Is it a levush? Yes. Do I get ana'a from it? Yes. Because for 5 minutes, I'm covered. Right? Could be cold, could be hot, I have some ana'a from it. So therefore, Rawazna Sheva Talabi says that if the suit is 100% sharpness, and you know it's a sharpness, you just want to put it on, and then you want to take it and go fix it and buy it, you are not allowed to try it on, because you're not much dealing with sharpness here. You are wearing, you have a levush, and you have an ana'a.
You're just putting it on to see if it fits.
It doesn't matter. Either lavush or ana'a. Either one is the problem.
It's not a lavush.
It is a lavush. I'm putting it on. It's just a suit.
You can fix it.
Doesn't matter. But still, it's a jacket. Doesn't matter if it. But I have a suit. I'm looking. I'm putting a suit on. The Chelkat Yaakov, the brush of Yaakov brush, He says no. So the beauty is a twist in this. He said, let me ask you this. If you want to go to Sanzan buy a suit, let's say there's a statue there, your size. You put the suit on that, you see if the suit fits that statue, then you buy it. You don't have to put it on in order to know if the suit fits you. You don't have to do that. There are other ways you could find out. Somebody could measure your hands and your feet, then you see if the suit fits your hand and feet, you put it on. Therefore, the fact that you're putting the suit on is not a particular issue, it's not really a matter. You don't need to put it on. Right? Therefore, he says, it's not a problem with Islam. Rav Eliashiv says that both of them is not a problem. And there's two Indians, there's Indian of Ana'a, there's Indian of Malbush. Indian of Malbush is not a Malbush. What kind of Malbush is here? I'm not exactly, and he says, it's not a Malbush here that I'm wearing something because I want to go out with it. It's not a suit. Right? Ana'a, I'm not, what can Ana'a I'm getting from it? There is no Ana'a benefit to be drawn from this. But he says also, it's not a problem. Rob Aposkim hold that if you're dealing with shatnez, mama shatnez, you should not put it on. But really the halacha is that if somebody really needs to buy it, and that's the only suit you could find, there is no other way you could get it. You are allowed to try it, you are allowed to put it on, and then take it out, fix it. But if you could get away without putting it on, buy something that is not 100% shatnez, you should try to do that. The second scenario is, you go to the store, and they say, you know, majority of these suits are shatnez. But there is a possibility that this one is not shatnez. What would you do then? The Rachel Katyakov says, there's a case in Gemara, Sechet Shabbat. The case is that if you have a chair, you are allowed to drag the chair on the floor, and the chair makes a charitz, right? The Gemara there says you are allowed to do that because davar she'eino mitkaven, pesig ha, pesig zeh, the pesig resha, because rov, even the 99% happens one time, one person is a chance that doesn't happen. That makes it not to a pesig resha. Therefore, Chelkat Yaakov says that same thing with this, because there is a chance that this thing is not chatnez, it's considered davar she'eino mitkaven. You are allowed to put it on and try if it's not chatnez. The third case, obviously, that everybody holds is okay. If you have a suit that 100% is not shatnez, right? In other words, there is a good chance that this suit is not shatnez, then it's a safek safeka. Safek is shatnez or is not shatnez. Even if it is a shatnez, maybe I'm not getting enough from it. It's not a malbush. It's not a considered a malbush anyways. And therefore, that based on all three cases, if somebody wants to put it on and try it, a mekelish la'admal ismoch. If you have a smach, who do it. But the first one, if somebody could get away with it, not to do it, it's better not to get to that safek to do that.
It's not there. Most suits you buy in store.
Yeah. They are not shatnez. What are you talking about?
Most suits.
Yeah. If you buy expensive suits, they are, yes. Expensive suits, they are. Yeah, they are. The certain suits is no shayla, that 100% are shatnez.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it depends. Okay. Now, this shayla is an interesting shayla. Let's say this happens all the time. I got this shayla. Kimat, every year, Erev Yom Tov. You buy a suit. You didn't check it for shatnez. Now you want to wear it for Yom Tov. Are you allowed to wear it without checking on Yom Tov?
That's
without killing. Without killing. There is a solution for it. What kind of solution is for this one? Let's say you bought a suit, and you have no other suit to wear. That's the only suit covered for Yom Tov. You want to wear a suit. The thing is like this. He says, the guy tells you, no, I called the company in New York, the Berach Klal, this type suit, this brand, right, is not chatnez. Can you somech on this and wear it, then after Yom Tov check it.
This is a Goy or not a Jew?
A Goy, Jew, doesn't matter. They tell you that Derech Klal, this brand is not sharpness. This type of suit is not sharpness.
A robe or not
sharpness? The Derech Klal is not. That's what they tell.
There is a thing,
you
call a number
of what
given the thing and the
label. We're going to get to that. Bichlal, you are allowed to somech on the Goy or a factory. Bichlal, you are allowed to somech. That's a different shayla. But this one, are you allowed to rely on what they tell you? But Derech Klal is not Shadam, but there's no undertaking, no guarantee. Could be.
If you go into a restaurant or a store, and it's a Goy behind the counter, you can't ask the Goy if this is kosher or not. If the Goy says it's kosher, that means nothing, right?
No, let's say somebody bought, they sold 100 suits. You have a store in Borough Park. Say, listen, I sold this suit. No, but Derech Klal is not. They could be. I don't know. I can't guarantee it. But everybody that bought it, they never complained there was a shatnez in it. Could you wear that or cannot? There can be safek midoraita. That is a safek midoraita. Even if there is a mashu of a safek, it's a safek midoraita. So I want to tell you, there is a very important yesod here. The yesod in kashrus also. The yesod of miut sheno matsui. So what is this? This yesod could be used. Could be used this yesod a lot of places. Let's say you have a vegetable. You go to Sam's or go to all these places, or Costco. You buy lettuce, and there's a wrong ashkach on it, or it doesn't have ashkach, but it's a washed lettuce. You bring it home, and you cook it. Is the shayla is the food is kosher or is not kosher? What's the shayla here? The shayla is if it's a miut she'eno matsui or is a miut she'eno matsui. What does miut she'eno matsui mean? Means if you have this vegetable, you check it, right? What is the percentage of the time that you could find a bug in that vegetable? Right? The Mishkenot Yaakov, the Rav of Yaakov Karlinen, so one of the Gedolei Poskim of his generation's time, he said, if 90% of the time is good, 10% is not good, that's considered miyotche no matsui. In other words, if you take this lettuce, 90% of the time you check this lettuce, you don't find anything. 10% of the time you find something, that's miyotche no matsui, could rely, it's fine, could go on. Suit is the same thing. If 90% of the time the guy tells you no problem, 10% of the time they got problems with it, that's concerned. So you could somech on the suit, could wear it, it's not a problem. Rabbi Mishkanos Yaakov says, even lechatechila you don't have to even check it. Even after Yom Tov you don't have to worry about it. Mamash is making 100%. Could you could somech on that? You could go on. Mishkanos Yaakov. Yeah, he said even lachat achila. Mishkanot Yaakov is a miut she'eno matsui. It's a Gemara. Miut she'eno matsui is a very strong, is a strong halacha. We use that all the time, right? Rav Wozner says you have to have 5% of the time, not 10%. He says you have to have 95% of the time to be good. 5%. If it's not good, then it's miut she'eno matsui. So you have machloket between Mishkanot Yaakov and Shevet Halevi. What's considered miut she'eno matsui? Suit. It's the same thing. If you buy the brand of the suit and they tell you, listen, 95% of the time I've never, once in a blue moon, you find the shatnez on this suit. Right? What's blue moon means? If you have 100 suits, how many of them you could find shatnez? Then you get them a look at this or that. 10 of them or 5 of them. If they tell you 10, 5, then you could somehow on the Mishkanot Yaakov, believe me, you could somehow on the Mishkanot Yaakov. Yeah.
The source
of that anymore. Where miut she'eno matsui. We have Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has it in the Shuat also. We have miut she'eno matsui. When you have a situation, the majority of time is fine, miut and is not matsui. Very rarely something could happen. It's not a safek. It's much less than a safek. You know, there's a concept of miut she'eno matsui.
That's what I was going to ask. What point does it raise to safek?
The shaila is safek shakul, safek sheno shakul. Depends what's considered. Not here is a shell of nutrients. You find something there, but the terach klal is not there.
If you went into a store and you asked the storekeeper, is this
wait a minute now. The shaila, now we're going to get to this now. The other shaila is, what is are you allowed to somehow on the Baal Abbas? So you go to the Baal Abbas and listen, this is Shatnas, oh, go have a nice time. No, everything is fine. Right? That's what they're going to tell you. Can't somehow on the Baal Abbas like that. They're going to tell you because everything is okay, don't worry about it. No, there's no problem. So there's somebody wanted to shtel su with something else here. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, "Legabe chalav akum." Right? Rav Moshe says, "Legabe chalav akum is not a problem because the factories of they macked it to make sure that there's no chalav akum they put in the chalav." What? Shmirta there, right? So Rav Moshe said, "Therefore, in America, you are allowed to have chalav akum. It's not a problem." Somebody wanted to say, if let's say they put on a suit 100% wool, right? Or you call up the company and say, listen, did you use any chute pishan? Did you use any thread that made of linen in this suit? No, that's just 100% pishan. So 100% wool, no problem. Can you somech on the factories? Because the derech kralegabe kashrut, we somech on the factories. Besides, the Radayan White says, there is a mirsas in the factories. Kutsomachan, then if they tell you this is what it is, the Kutsomachan. Very good.
You can't claim even that. You can't tell them it's not.
No, it's right. Because there, you have to, somebody's going to mourn you. You have to pay din the cheshbon to somebody. Here, by the suit, who is going to mourn you? You could say whatever you want. There is no rules and regulations. You want to check the suits.
You can't bring something from China and say 100% linen and it's 100% cotton. That's mamash.
No, they could can't say that. They can't say that. Not because they don't want to lie, because the way to wash them is different. If they lie and you put in the thing, you could sue them. It doesn't destroy my suit based on that. But you have one chut of pishtan in a linen suit, who cares? Nobody cares about that. Nobody's going to sue you. You have one chut of pishtan in a linen suit. They don't care. So therefore, there is no mirtat in this situation. The mirtat does not work in the case of shatnas. The mirtat works to the factories. Because factories, if you have, let's say, they say, there is no peanuts in this food. For the little peanuts, somebody could die. Right? That's the real problem. Here, there's not a problem. Anybody could do whatever they want. That's, therefore, cannot somehow the factories to say something is 100%. Now, therefore, there is, if you have suits that says 100% wool, that doesn't mean that it's not shatnas. So I've seen it a lot of times. Suits with 100% wool, it's very well possible that there's one place that you have one hoot, one thread that made of pishtan, and they made it. Now, the question really comes up to be like this. What happens if you have, let's say in America, what is more expensive? Linen is more expensive, or polyester? Then it's more expensive. So that you buy a suit for $50. Nobody's going to use the linen chutin to put around the suit. If they tell you it's not, and the threads are expensive, nobody's going to use it. You could, that's also another safek. You could somehow on the factories if they tell you that nothing linen was used in the suit. Depends on the time, depends on the country, depends what's more expensive. There's a lot of details goes to the to also passing this shayla, but the derech kelal, you cannot somehow on the factory to tell you that 100% wool is 100% wool. Now, the shayla that happens a lot of times is like this. Somebody comes to you and he brings a suit. You check the suit and you find it's shatnas. if you give it back to this person to go home, it's going to work. He doesn't care about no sharpness. Or he's going to sell it to another Jew. Or he's going to give it to his brother-in-law. He says, no, I care about sharpness. You don't care, you wear it. Right? Are you allowed to give it back to them? That's the shahad. Because the same alakha, right? The other thing is, let's say you are a sofer. The sofer, somebody brings the tefillin to you and says, listen, could you please check my tefillin? Check tefillin, tefillin is pasul. Are you allowed to sew it back together and give it back to him? So listen, it's pasul? Fine, I don't care, just put it back. Are you allowed to put it back and give it back to him? Are you allowed to give it back to him? Right? What's the halacha? You know, the halacha of the Shnei Velotet and Mechshol is a serious halacha. When somebody comes to you, you know that this guy doesn't care, he's going to give it away, he's going to sell it, he's going to give it to somebody, he's going to give it to another Jew, you machshil another Jew to do an avera. Now, the other side of the story is, what happens if you hold on to it? What would happen to you? Two things could happen to you. The guy's going to hate your guts. Number two, you're going to lose business. If everybody's going to hear, listen, the guy doesn't care about the first suit, doesn't give the suits back, doesn't put it back together, nobody's going to come to you anymore. Exactly. Gezela is not so posh as it is. Gezela is not so posh. Gezela, listen, there's a teshuva, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld, as a teshuva, that somebody, let's say you saw somebody as newspaper is not appropriate. Are you allowed to go take newspapers and burn it? He said yes. It's not a shell of gazella. So you must sell somebody, it's not a shell of gazella. So you are allowed to go.
Because you're not getting
it. Right, but what are you getting out of it? You must sell another Jew. Right, the Shevet Halevi really has a shella. Says a boy became Baal Teshuva. In their home they have a TV. He said, can I go take break the TV? That was the shayla he asked Ravazna. He said, Ravazna said, you cannot just go home and destroy the house. You know, that was a different reason, but not because it's a shayla of gazella. There's a different problem there. Now, what would be halacha regarding this? This shayla, somebody asked Rav Chaim Konievsky. So Rav Chaim Konievsky said a beautiful answer. First, what he said, B'Shem Chazonish, that you are not allowed, said you matzil somebody from Shatnez, but you are going to have created the Isur of Sina. Who said the Isur of Sina, right, is your third part of Isur Shatnez. Who said that they could trade it off? Now that's what he said, but this is what Chazonish said. Now he said something else. Rav Chaim Konievsky. Rav Chaim Konievsky said it gives a different yesod on what Lifnei Ivelot Titen Mechshol means. He said, if somebody comes up to you for something else, you don't want to do something else, the person that came to you has nothing to do with a yesod, Lifnei Ivelot Titen Mechshol does not even apply to it. Lifnei Ivelot Titen Mechshol means that somebody comes to the Gabet Harfut and you give him Harfut. Here, the guy comes and gives you suit to check. You check the suit. The suit is nothing wrong with the suit by itself. It's the only problem of sharpness. Derech agav is the problem of sharpness. The suit itself is not a problem. But if I come to you and say, listen, take this hamburger and eat the hamburger is shredded, then I machshilu straight. That's the Lifnei Ivelot Titen Mechshol. But to give the suit because the sharpness is derech agav, the issue of shatnez does not apply to it. There's a chidush gadol, but this is what Rav Chaim Konievsky says. Therefore, he said that you are allowed to give the suit back. It's not a problem because when the person came to you, it didn't come to you for the purposes of issur of shatnez. It came to check his suit. Now, but he said you have a different responsibility. You have a responsibility of tochecha. You have to rebuke the guy. You have a responsibility to tell him, listen, you have the suit comes, there's a sharpness in the suit. Explain to you what sharpness is, explain to you why the suit is a suit, explain to you why you cannot send it to anybody. That you have a responsibility. That to take away suit and don't give his suit back, that you are not allowed to. The same shayla also So Chaim Konevsky talks about somebody comes to your house and asks you for a cup of water. And you know the guy's not going to make a brach. Could you give him a cup of water? Said yes. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach also said the same thing. He said, you are allowed to do that, because if you don't do that, you're going to cause a sinat chinam. Which one is more important? Sinat chinam is more important, or for the guy that's not going to make a bracha is important. But therefore, he said that you are not, that you cannot trade it off, basically. You cannot say, I'm going to do this, but I'm going to pay a price for that. They didn't come to you for that, and you are not allowed to take action into your hand, and don't give him the suit because you want to matzil somebody from wearing a shat. Now let's talk about a few different clothing that could be a problem of sharpness. Is bandage a problem of sharpness? Let's say you go to a hospital, and you broke your hand, they put a bandage around your hand, bandage around your foot. Right? Is it a problem of sharpness? Huh? It's not a malbush.
It's not
a breaking.
It's not
a malbush when it's nasty.
Where's
the
hana? That's why it's also a panorama.
It's not like an
ace bandage. Yeah. Based on the whole thing that we said.
It is made of linen, doctor. It is made of linen.
But there's no wool.
Maybe
and that's right. The question is, let's say the tachboshet, the bandage is made of shatnez. It would be a problem of shatnez or not. I'm asking, would it be or would not?
First of all, it's not a beggar. Lo yal alecha does not apply. Okay? And this is not, it's not really,
you're not getting an
offer.
No, you're
right. That's right. You're not getting an offer. It's right. Lo yal alecha, you have. That's what the Gemara said. And that's with two ways. Either as malbush or mechamem. So that the no, that's not the ana. But that's not the ana. The ana that the Gemara says asur is the ana of chum, mechamem. Right? So they have tachboshet, it's not the problem. Now, one other thing that is really a lot of people don't even think about it. You have the gloves in the kitchen. Right, that you take the food out, you go to the oven, take your food out of the oven. If those gloves, does it need to be checked for sharpness? Why? Yes. Why not? Based on everything we said, well, how would you pass in this child? That's right. It is a malbush. Covers your hand, puts in your hand, it's a malbush.
It's for the purposes of...
Doesn't matter, but you put it inside your hand, it goes.
It's not a malbush. A malbush is clothing. This you're using.
What is the difference between... What's the difference between this and putting a glove when it's cold outside?
That you're wearing.
This is wearing also. You're wearing it for 2 minutes.
No,
what were you putting your hand inside? What do you mean, don't worry?
Not wearing for
clothing purposes. Doesn't matter. That is a malbush. Gloved is a malbush. Therefore, the halacha is that if there is a possibility that the gloves is sharpness, you have to check it for sharpness. The other thing is ties. The malbush, but it's no one else, but it's the malbush. But then you are from the malbush. From ties.
You're wearing something nice.
That's not ana. Ana has to be cold or chum. It has to be protected from cold, protected from heat. That's ana.
You can take off your shirt without taking off the tie.
Doesn't matter. But this itself is considered a malbush. There is a problem of chastness with ties.
There is.
Yes, there is. You have to make sure that... Now, a lot of these things, it could not much be a chastness. I know ties was chastness. Okay? Towels.
No.
you're mechame, you get an off on it. When you dry your hand with the towel, you get an off, mechame in your life. The shell of sharpness, the towels also, right? Or if you have towels that also cleaning, just drying your dishes, the problem of sharpness with them. But now, bederech klal, these things are not the avloshadah. Now, you might ask me, nobody, that's right, nobody takes them for checking. That's what the Mishkenos Yaakov that we spoke about. That's the miyot shehen amasuy. That's why I told all the kelalim, in this, you have to take all the kelalim, and I told you, could pass kegeshen already. Okay? Handkerchief. Handkerchief? Handkerchief when you clean it, blowing your nose in it. Is a shelafna, is a mechamem. Yeah, when you take it to another mechamem, your body gets enough of it. It touches your body and mechamem. Therefore, if you have handkerchief like that, it would be a shelaf shatnez, but nobody checks it because it's not masui. The derech klal, these type of things, don't have shatnez in it.
The
anah
you're getting.
When you put it on your nose, blow your nose, clip your nose, it gives a little hit to your nose. You're getting an anah from the handkerchief. If it's a shatnez, you're getting an anah from it. The anah, even in the mashu of an anah, is a shayla.
Even during the summer.
Yeah.
If it doesn't have a shear of a baguette.
Doesn't matter. The shiur of a beggar, but using it as a beggar. Right. It's not, but there is a shell of Allah. It's not a shell of beggar. That's right. We have two things. We said two things. The two pesukim in the Torah. Okay. The other thing is the tablecloth. Putting a tablecloth on your table.
It's just like a rug.
No. Here, first of all, you put your hand on it, and when your hand is, you sometimes to clean your hand in it, you wrap your hand around the table. Is it Maman Shailav Shatmas? Tablecloth could be Maman Shailav Shatmas. It depends what kind of tablecloth you have. You sit on the table and suppose like that.
No, you're saying
walking on the ground. No, but sometimes they put in your hand, and the mechamem your hand, even for 1 minute.
What about
the table? Sometimes you clean your hand in it. Some people do that.
Why can you sit to take your table?
No, that's not a problem.
That's not you're getting another, your table doesn't get ruined.
No, that's not the problem. It has to be a kor, mechamem, or it has to be chum or kor. That's the ana. Ana, that's some ana, is not the ana. Yes, you might, it's a possibility that even a mashu of ana, somebody by mistake. Well, that's it. The reason you shouldn't do it, the reason people don't do it, because mutual no masui. And there is the child of shatness would apply to it. Why the wealth is not knowing to do it? Because mutual no masui. That's the reason. Not that the child of sharpness doesn't apply to it. See, the wealth is making they members make a tawut here. They think, that's not a problem, that's not a problem, that's not a problem. Everything is a problem. All that is a problem. The reason is not a problem, not because the sharpness doesn't apply to it, because the way it's made in the factory is the way it's made is mutual no matter.
Nothing like lifting your body, I had
shot. That's right.
If you're not getting wrong, nobody.
Why not? What are you talking about?
Thread and the thing is wool.
You do that. People do it.
Goes over the table and it can rest on your knees and one
of your knees. I mean, there's so many different ways you could use it. But lemaisa is not a shayla because the derech klal, there's no sharpness in this type of thing. Or like, let's say, what's his name? What do you have on? Scarves, right. Scarves, ממש שאלה אפשר, דעת, אין בלב אמור שאלה אפשר, דעת, חוד ריאה לקודי שאלה. זה סמל בושו, right? But, oh, is it, that's also, you have to look at the new channel of Asui. You know what the issue, the Nekuda is here? In America, linen is so expensive that they wouldn't use it.
Would
that's the only reason.
And they would say it's linen because it's more expensive.
Yeah, but they wouldn't use it because it's so expensive. You buy a scarf for $5, we're going to put it with the linen in it. Not today for them. That's also another set to be made here.
But also they sweep up the thing off the floors of the factories and they can like stuff it into... Like you turn around the kitchen
books,
you'll see that inside
is
like all collagen.
Right.
Also, like in the
suit, it could be a pillow, but that pillow.
Yeah.
That's all the thing. The comfort is on a bed.
That's right. Pillow. You have linen. You have sheets. You have blankets. You have all these things. All of them are shayla. The reason that nobody checks them is not because the issur of shatnez does not, because the lawyer cannot ale alecha, and it mamash comes on you. There is a shail of shatnez. Why don't you do that? Because the derech klal is not kedai for them to use linen in these things. That's the shail.
I heard a story about the chazan ish. You wouldn't sit in the.
What is that stipler?
Because
it was a chumrah. It's not the halacha, that's right.
It's not the example of
the sitting
in the church.
That's not lo ma'ala alecha, it's the malbush. You have to have two things. One of them. That's another thing. No. That wasn't the reason. The story is like this. He wanted to go for a shidduch. And he was sitting in a train. And he was supposed to meet her in the morning. And he had to sit in the train the whole night. And he saw the chair, didn't sit on the chair, stood up. When he got to the shidduch, fall asleep. Imagine today, go to the shidduch and fall asleep at the shidduch. Right? And when he walked in there, the man walked in there, just at the during the bed, he was sleeping. She asked him for what happened. He said, that's what happened. Because of that alone, she married him. Now imagine today he goes and she'll say, I was standing in the airplane in the seat because the child of Shatnez. The guy's a nutcase. Nobody's going to marry you because you're sitting in an airplane today. It's a different world today. But the child really, according to this, that's a very good child. Chair. Are you allowed to sit on a chair? Yes. Why? No. Don't need that. Because lo ma'ale alecha and it's on the malbush.
Right. So you are allowed.
That's okay. But he said lo ya'ale alecha.
Right.
That's not the problem.
No,
Saipele was machina. Because the Rama says that you should not do that. Chachamim made the issue because maybe there is one chut in there that's going to wrap around your finger. That's what the Rama says. Said you shouldn't sit on the event, that's not the shayla. Said Chachamim made it takana. All the mefreshim, shach, taz, betchad, shua, bach, everybody says it's not a problem because if it's hard, right? Nobody's, we are not choshesh for that. We are not choshesh to worry about this. When, maybe one thing. If it's rach, if something is soft, you are choshesh. But if something is hard, you are not choshesh for that. Chair, you have rocks, you have carpets, you have things like that. Bichlal is not a shayla. There are some people, Chazoni says, that the person should not walk barefoot on rocks. There are people who do that. They don't wear barefoot on the rocks. They have socks or they have the shoes on. They don't wear foot. Because it could be a shayla of shakhnas on the rocks. That's a chassidish, that's people go according to Chazonish, that's the way they are knowing. That's the halacha. The reason I said about this is because a lot of things, people have no clue what shakhnas is about. Shakhnas is an inyan chamur meot, as we said in the beginning, that not a biuda. 40 days that the tefillah of a person would not accept in Shemayim for 40 days if you had one chut of shatnez in your baguette. Tremendous. You have to be very zahir on the inyan of shatnez.